Kibo Africa's expansion plan, durable motorcycles, local manufacturing, and electric innovation. In this interview, Peter Schocker shares his vision and strategic direction for Kibo Africa, a motorcycle manufacturer based in Kenya. He emphasizes quality, customer focus, rugged utility bikes built for African terrain, and growing partnerships to enhance customer value. Kibo has expanded its dealer and service network across Kenya and East Africa, and is collaborating with financing partners to make its motorcycles more accessible to SMEs and Boda Boda riders. A key part of Kibo's roadmap includes the phased introduction of electric motorcycles, with a strong focus on preserving the brand's values of reliability, endurance, and suitability for difficult terrain. Schocker also outlines regional expansion plans, including Uganda, Tanzania, South Sudan, DRC, and Ghana. Efforts are underway to strengthen local manufacturing, improve operational efficiency, and develop new service models to enhance customer experience. Kibo's motorcycles are used for a variety of purposes by government agencies, SMEs, adventure riders, farmers, and logistics companies. The interview concludes with Schocker's personal motivation, building a business that empowers people economically and working as a team to create impact. How would you describe your vision for Kibo Africa under your leadership? My vision for Kibo covers several key aspects. We want to retain the same type of motorcycle, a very strong bike, of good quality, safe, reliable, robust, and rugged. It must be able to withstand the African terrain. Quality is a significant part of this. We must ensure that throughout our manufacturing process, the highest standards are met. Another key aspect of the vision is customer focus. If we do not have customers, we cannot operate. The entire organization and everything surrounding it must be centered around the customer, ensuring they receive the right product, the right service, and that every internal process is aligned with this objective. In focusing on the customer, we are also paying more attention to external factors. We have previously looked inward, but we are now shifting focus outward, particularly towards partnerships, to see how we can deliver more value for money, or at least add services to enhance the customer experience. We have significantly expanded our dealer network, which improves access to sales, service, maintenance, and spare parts. These are now much closer to our customers than before. We also work with asset financing companies, which helps customers acquire motorcycles more easily without using large amounts of personal capital. This is especially relevant in the small and medium enterprise sector and among Boda Boda riders, relatively small motorcycles used for commercial transport. We are establishing a partnership with a road rescue company. This is not necessarily a demand, but it provides additional safety and support for customers. It allows us to offer road rescue services, move vehicles, and provide roadside assistance. Many of our fleet customers request tracking and tracing services, so we offer various solutions in that area as well. In terms of products, we aim to slightly expand the portfolio. Not just any type of bike, but ones that fall within the same category, utility motorcycles that can support business operations. The models we currently offer serve this purpose well, but there are other types of utility bikes we are exploring that serve similar functions. Electric motorcycles are also an area we are actively considering. Are you still going to design your bikes specifically for the African terrain, or are you considering a shift in strategy? No, the African terrain remains central to our strategy, as does the utility work bike model. That is still our focus. There is strong demand for it, particularly because we serve the largest organizations in both the public and private sectors. We have sold bikes to ministries, county governments, and water companies. We have supplied Kenya Power and Lighting Company, KPLC, the national electricity provider. In Kenya, where national parks and conservancies are prominent, these entities also use our bikes. Beyond Kenya, we have expanded into other markets. For instance, the Ugandan police now also procure our bikes. Our customers continue to seek these types of utility bikes. Corporate clients require them for parcel delivery in remote areas, for patrolling, and for logistics operations. Smaller businesses in agriculture use them to transport milk cans, seeds, and produce. In the health sector, they are used for the delivery of medical items. The Kibo bike is also very popular among adventure riders. We have customers who ride from Kenya to Uganda, from Cape Town to Nairobi and back, and in Tanzania. The bike is well suited for all these types of journeys, which confirms its versatility and durability. How would you currently describe the market landscape in Kenya? It is quite competitive due to the influx of affordable imports. How are you managing that? There is indeed competition, particularly due to the number of imported low-cost Indian and Chinese brands. These lower-priced bikes are easily accessible and purchased by a wide range of people. However, our bike is different, and we are focused on promoting its capabilities. With a Kibo bike, one can achieve much more than with smaller imported alternatives. Our motorcycles can handle a wider variety of terrains and carry larger loads. This functionality is central to our value proposition. We are positioning our product as one that supports business. Small business owners can operate sustainably with our bikes, generating income and supporting not only their immediate families, but extended families as well. There is a social impact to this. However, the presence of low-cost competitors remains a challenge. This is why we continue to develop asset financing solutions to make it easier for people to acquire our bikes. What is Kibo's roadmap for introducing electric or renewable energy models? Is there a formal plan in place? Yes, there is a roadmap. There are different approaches we could take, for instance, sourcing white label models from China and branding them as Kibo. However, that is not our intention. We plan to adopt a phased approach. We have partners we are working with, and our aim is to ensure that electric Kibo motorcycles retain the core characteristics of the brand. They must be capable of traveling 150 to 200 kilometers, something current electric models on the market often cannot do. They must also remain strong in terms of torque and able to handle difficult terrain safely while being reliable and cost-effective. If we achieve that, we believe it will be very attractive to our customers. There is considerable interest from our existing customers. Many are not asking for electric bikes in general. They are specifically asking for electric Kibo bikes. They trust the brand and know it delivers what they need. The shift to electric is therefore not just about technology, but about preserving the trust in our brand. It is not easy, as it requires investment. However, we are working with partners to help manage the cost, and we are confident that we will deliver in time. What are your partnership plans for market expansion, and which new markets are you targeting? There are still many opportunities, even within Kenya. We can continue developing different types of bikes within the Kibo product category, including electric models. Regionally, we have already sold bikes to customers in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Uganda, Tanzania, and South Sudan. Kibo bikes are in use in these countries. However, beyond selling the bikes, it is essential to establish service networks. Customers must be able to access servicing and support locally. Setting up these networks is time-intensive and resource-heavy, but it is necessary. We are building partnerships in these regions and are open to securing external funding to support expansion. Mutually beneficial partnerships with local companies would be particularly valuable. We are already forming such partnerships, but more are needed. While our focus has largely been East Africa, we also have an office in Ghana and are exploring opportunities in West Africa. The terrain may differ, but our bikes remain highly functional and suitable for those environments as well. How are you strengthening your local manufacturing capabilities while improving operational efficiency? This is a work in progress, and the organization has invested significant effort in this area. I must acknowledge the contributions of both current and former colleagues for the progress made so far. However, we have not yet reached our goal. As is well known, operational efficiency in this industry is an ongoing process. There are several initiatives that we have implemented, and others are currently underway. These include optimizing the workforce and ensuring that staff are well trained. We also aim to provide them with growth opportunities, not solely financial incentives, but also career progression. Many of our team members started as interns and have grown into managerial roles, and we are committed to continuing this approach. Another key focus is reducing direct costs. This involves sourcing parts more affordably, lowering logistics costs, and implementing engineering optimizations, such as using fewer or alternative components or sourcing less expensive parts. We are actively working on these areas. Currently, approximately 30% of our components are manufactured locally, which helps reduce costs. Quality remains a priority, and we monitor it closely. Additionally, our engineering function is now fully localized. While we maintain an office in the Netherlands, our Kenyan engineers, who received training in the Netherlands, are now fully responsible for this function. This transfer of knowledge has been completed, and the local team leads this area entirely. All of these measures contribute to improved operational efficiency and a stronger local manufacturing capability. What are your strategies, given that you manufacture in Kenya and export to other countries? A key part of our strategy is building and maintaining a reliable service network that is accessible and operates efficiently. As mentioned earlier, we are working with more dealers than ever before. In addition to formal dealers, we have established partnerships with small workshops across the country and engaged a large number of mobile repair technicians who can provide service anywhere in Kenya. We currently have a network of approximately 80 service providers, possibly more, as new partners are being added regularly. This improved proximity to customers greatly enhances service delivery and contributes to customer retention. There is still room for improvement, particularly in the availability of spare parts. Enhancing supply chain efficiency is a priority in that regard. To serve customers more efficiently, especially in Nairobi, we have introduced a two-tier system. One team handles routine services that take between 30 minutes to 1 hour, while a second team focuses on complex repairs that require more time. Previously, all customers were served in the same queue, which meant those needing only basic services had to wait for hours behind major repairs. Separating the two has significantly improved customer satisfaction, particularly for fleet clients who require regular and prompt servicing. We are also developing a loyalty program as part of our long-term customer relationship strategy. In addition, we are enhancing our offering through value-added services such as road rescue support and tracking and tracing systems. Several other initiatives are in progress to ensure that our customers receive not only a high-quality motorcycle, but also a complete ownership experience. Let us look at your priorities in the short to medium term, within the next 1 to 2 years. Where will your focus lie for Kibo and the business in general? As mentioned earlier in the interview, we aim to maintain our strengths. That means continuing to produce our current model with all the characteristics it is known for. We are also considering introducing a few additional models. Expansion into other countries is a key priority. We are looking to enter new markets with both electric and existing models. There is still significant potential for growth with our current product offering, particularly in terms of sales. We believe we can achieve much more by increasing brand awareness and visibility. To that end, we are engaging with influencers to help us reach a wider audience. The intention is to drive growth, but we recognize the importance of a phased, staged approach. Expanding too rapidly can lead to unsustainable growth, as has been observed with other companies. Therefore, we are pursuing growth in a managed and controlled way, focusing on new models, new markets, and new segments. In order to achieve these objectives, particularly in the electric segment, and in setting up partnerships across Africa, additional funding would be highly beneficial. We are actively seeking funding to support these initiatives. This is a solid product with a wide range of applications. If we can make the bike accessible to more people, enabling more individuals and businesses to operate successfully and ultimately support their families, that would be a strong and meaningful outcome. What motivates you about leading Kibo Africa? Kibo is more than just a motorcycle brand. As mentioned earlier, the bike provides income and puts food on the table for many people across the region. Small and medium-sized enterprises, Boda Boda riders, and even government officials delivering public services. It is not just a vehicle, it is a tool for economic empowerment. Being part of something that enables people to build their lives and livelihoods is highly motivating. Ensuring that the product is reliable, fit for purpose, and genuinely helps people do their work makes the job fulfilling. Additionally, I have a great team. The internal collaboration, as well as cooperation with our suppliers and customers, is very rewarding. Working together to make this all happen, ultimately to enable others to do their jobs, is what makes it meaningful. What is your philosophy in life? What matters most to me is being in an environment where I am surrounded by people I trust, like, or love, and working together to achieve something meaningful. The team dynamic is very important to me. I have always played team sports, whether football or volleyball, and I value the process of accomplishing something collectively. It is the same in a professional setting, whether it is reflecting on a good game or sitting down with the management team on a Friday afternoon and being able to say, "This was a good week, we sold a lot of bikes, customers are satisfied, production went well, and quality was excellent." That sense of collective achievement is what I find fulfilling.